not a lot of luck yesterday for Sam Clipperton, who was looking to get a suspension overturned, if not reduced, but it stays at a month for Sam Clipperton. Adam Pengelly, good morning.
Morning, TK. Morning, Jimmy. Yeah, news of the day yesterday. Sam Clipperton, Spring Carnival was in 20 years away, tatters at this stage. It's quite unfortunate. He's got the month suspension from that ride on Irish Songs in a restricted race at Randwick yesterday. It's probably a little bit hard for me to comment too much on it, guys. I wasn't at the inquiry yesterday, and I haven't seen the overhead stewards footage or anything like that. But Sam definitely feels like he's hard done by. He's going to lodge an appeal against that one-month suspension and hopefully get that overturned, if not reduced. But at this stage, his Spring Carnival's in enormous doubt. He's going to miss Epsom and Metropolitan Day, Golden Rose Day, is the way it stands at the moment. So wait and see how it plays out. But yeah, big blow for Sam Clipperton.
What would you do, Adam? David Hayes has the decision. Does he go and watch his young bloke play for the Bulldogs in that AFL final, or does he go to Moonee Valley? What would you do, Adam?
Well, there's a lot on the line, Jimmy, at Moonee Valley on the weekend. So obviously you've got the Speed and Stakes, but the Golden Ticket into the Cox Plate, and Lindsay Parker got four runners. He's got Harlem, he's got 50 Star, he's got Sikandravad. It's hard to be dragged away from your blood, isn't it? Watching Will play in a major qualifying final for the AFL at Western Bulldogs up here at Sydney, so I've got a sneaking suspicion David might come to Sydney to watch the Bulldogs play the Giants.
Come TK, what would you do?
I'd be at the footy. I've got two other co-trainers.
Oh, I'm at the footy if it's only me.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what I mean? It's not going to be the end of the world. We won't hold it against him, will we, Adam?
No, we can see him watching on a little phone somewhere.
Yeah,
can't you? You'll see the camera flash to him and be watching on a phone somewhere, cheering him home.
The thing is, with the trainer, is the work's been done. There's nothing he's going to be doing on match day, game day, race day, that I'm sure his son or his cousin can't look after for
him. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm going to the footy.
I'm at the footy.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, I think he'll be there, guys.
Take your thoughts, 1353. Libertini, what's she up to?
Do you want to take $1.18, Jimmy?
No.
Winning on the weekend?
No, not $1.18.
Well, she was awesome winning first up, obviously. And on paper, you think she just wins this race. You know, her first up win was matched up on the clock. She ran fast time, faster than the older horses. I can't get excited about $1.18, like you said. It looks like she probably just wins this race. We're talking about Winx-like odds now, aren't we, really? $1.18 and lower than that. So you'd expect her to win and win pretty comfortably on the weekend. Will there be more talk about the Everest, I'd assume, afterwards if she does do that? And we'll try and get James Harron's thoughts at some stage next week. But I tell you what, I couldn't be diving into $1.18. It might be a sit-and-watch job for me on the weekend.
She might be an anchor in all your multis.
Yeah, she can do that. They're the ones that always let you down. The good thing in your multi always lets you down.
So all I've got to collect this multi is Libertini.
Mate, I wouldn't take $1.18 the sun coming up tomorrow.
I would. I'd be all over that. Libertini is currently a $9 chance for the Everest. Santa Ana Lane at $5 the favourite.
Well, $9 has got to be unders, Jimmy, doesn't it? Considering she hasn't got a slot in the race. I wouldn't be going anywhere near that. I'd suggest she probably should be double or triple the price.
But money is refunded, right?
Yep.
If you back her, that
is the good thing about that market.
That market, money is refunded if you back her and she doesn't start.
Factored into the price.
That's right.
CJ Graham, what's happening with apprentice CJ Graham?
Yeah, she's been going well, TK, riding really well in Sydney, actually. She's come down to Sydney for a few month loan spell with Peter and Paul Snowden, and she's going to make that permanent, stay on down here. So I think she's been a really good addition to the apprentice ranks at the moment. It would be a state of flux at the moment. Lost a couple of good apprentices in the last sort of 12 months, and maybe the premiership's up for grabs next year. But CJ decided to stay down here and continue her education with Peter and Paul, and I'm sure there'll be plenty more winners to flow from that.
Is she? Pamela Anderson was CJ, wasn't she, on Baywatch?
Oh, I thought she was Pamela Anderson.
Well, she was Pamela Anderson, but she played the role of CJ.
Oh, okay.
Is that right, Adam? I know you love your Baywatch.
You're going back a long way for me, Jimmy.
So you're not denying it? Person.
You're asking the wrong person.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to clear that up, mate. Thank you very much.
I've got to say, I was never a huge Baywatch fan. Thanks, Adam.
See you, boys.